opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05, July the 25th. No, I'm not going to reach over and smack you, Bob. It's obviously partially my fault. I haven't given you the leadership you needed to keep these days from keep sliding by. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Great show today. Hey, Bad Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So how's that new house?
House is going quite well.
Did you get the puppy?
We did not. Short story, went down there. There was an elderly gentleman looking for a companion animal. Names went into a cup. The gentleman won, and I wished him well and told him to take good care of her.
Well, I'm sure there's
You didn't try and push him out of the way?
No.
The perfect match will be for you. Yeah,
he looked like he could have been carrying, huh?
Yeah. He had a hell of a cane.
No, let's not start that again.
I like that.
And Linda,
what
good
do you
morning.
Think of that guy?
We missed yesterday.
Well, you know, when we say, okay, I want to get this clear. When we say Linda's on assignment, believe it or not, I know somebody made a comment over the weekend. Can you turn my headphones up a little bit? When you, someone made a comment over the weekend that, someone's on his name, he's shopping. No.
No.
Not every time.
Okay.
But, you know, there are people that I contact on the East Coast that the best time to talk with these people, as we, have information and we get information is at, first thing in the morning. And, they are, of course, hours ahead of us. This morning we are going to, today is a really fun day. We're going to be giving tickets away. We have a lot of information, a lot of stuff that came over through my sources yesterday that we're going to talk about today and bring that forward, roll that forward to 8 o'clock with Dr. Danuka, where we're going to be talking about what's happening with our health care. Here's a doctor that's smack in the middle of it that's going to be talking about the changes. We have some really important questions, so you may want to, again, tee up for 8 o'clock with Dr. Danuka. We're going to be giving tickets away as well as tell you what happened this day in history before we get to our market minute. Guess what today is? Every day, you know, of course, with the international, they pick a day. Well, we had to tell you at this day in history, July 25th, is Martin and Lewis Day. That's right. Dean Martin and comedian Jerry Lewis staged their first show as a team this day.
You sounded like Jerry Lewis right
now. In 1946 at Club 500 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Actually, the two had met while performing separately at the Glass Hat in New York City. Where are those places today? Cleary's is cool. I could see Cleary as a crooner kind of performing it. Like the Glass Hat. Doesn't that sound awesome? That's all about the gloves and the hat there. So they were in New York City, decided to try and ad-lib act together. The rest is entertainment history. The duo went from earning $350 a week to $5,000 a week in under 8 months, with Martin playing the, of course, romantic straight man opposite Lewis as his goofy, lighty, unpredictable partner. 10 years later, the curtain came down in their final team performance at the Copacabana.
They were only together for 10 years.
10 years. And over that decade, the Zany Two made 17 movies. Talk about a machine. Boy, they made hay when the sun was shining. My friend Irma, that's my boy, the caddy partners and jumping jacks. We've got more on that later, but let's go to the market minute. Talk about jumping jacks. Hey, Chris, what's happening on Wall Street with
Good
the Wells Fargo
moment?
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. We're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 45 points at 12,664. The S&P 500 down 1 point at 1,336, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 10 points at 2,852. Volume of the New York Stock Exchange is 126 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 3 cents at $7.07, Ford's down 9 cents at $8.97. AT&T up 49 cents at $35.12, and Caterpillar's up $1.71 at $83.14. Of local interest, PG&E is unchanged at $44.44. Safeway's down a nickel at $15.21, and North Valley Bank off 4 cents at $12.86. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.41%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.22. Oil's up 17 cents a barrel at $88.67, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $21.36 an ounce at $1,601.54, while silver's up 25 cents at $27.20 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. We can't say enough about what they do to lead you through this minefield of investments that's been going on for the last few years. Head on down to Park Marina Drive. Go down and talk to Chris and Susan and Josh and Kathy and find out what's going on down there. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. A lot of things going on, you know, water wars. There was a letter to the editor yesterday in a Record Searchlight about somebody that was heading to another place because he didn't see the opportunities here. And I think we ought to talk about that for at least a couple minutes before we go. And then, of course, what's going on with the water? They had a big water meeting yesterday with the Board of Supervisors asking the Integrated Water District what exactly this means. And, of course, you have to tie in to anything that that people are questioning about the state, you know, that it's a it's not, contrary to what some reporters believe, it's not just a Tea Party concern. It's a concern of a lot of people what happens to the water in Northern California. We'll be right back.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bank.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Is your wood deck or fence looking old and gray and showing its age? SuperClean's special three-step process will restore sun and weather-damaged fences and decks, making them look new again. Ask us about our new stain options, giving you a variety of beautiful wood finishes. Go to supercleanroof.com and view several of our amazing wood transformations. Then call us for a free estimate at 339-5882. That's 339-5882.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Oh, we're going to get down to it now. 7:15 in the morning. It's 64 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. In case you're just tuning in, it's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning with Bob Belongi always at the helm. If you've got your computer on and your radio on, for those of you, it's showing everything in our studios as far as streaming is coming perfectly from here. So there may be some kind of thing going somewhere underground that's funky. But anyway, 64 degrees downtown. It's going to be high today with 94, mostly clear tonight with temperatures of 62. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, Anselmo Vineyards, of course. Pizza on Thursday nights.
Pizza on
Plus regular
fabulous
menus. Yeah,
and wood,
music this weekend.
Friday
474-5546.
There's where you make reservations. I know you're just sitting over there wringing your hands. You've got something just bubbling to come out.
Well, Redding's Buzz's Crab closed 44 years. Bad Bob, you've eaten it a lot more than
yeah.
I have.
It was basically a Redding institution, and it's just a very sad thing to see it go.
Well, you know, the thing that I just don't understand is, okay, here's another business closing down, and then people just...
A veteran.
Chortling.
And a veteran.
Chortling about it. And chortle is the word I would use because chortle reminds me of a toad. You know, like a toad is sitting there giggling.
Gleeful.
There are toads out there chortling that another business shuts down. You know, a taste of food is this. You know what? I've had food there before. It was fine. You know, I mean, but the point is that there's people out of business. Another place, you know, isn't making it, and in the ones that can make it, make it. But and so what you say is, oh gosh, that's, you know, I'm sorry for it. That's too bad. But to have people chortling, the toads out there just laughing about another business, it makes me wonder. Is that you probably don't have a business, do you? You probably don't have your own business. That when you write these things and how hard people work to make things happen.
And how about a pat on the back to somebody who did do a lot for our community at one time? I know that he, I'm not sure, he provided the crab for the Shasta Women's Refuge.
Oh, yeah.
And although I don't think he did it as of recent, there still was a time. So there, and that's just probably just a minute part of the things that he's done. So let's celebrate the fact that we had an incredible, and I will tell you that people would stop coming through Redding. Uh-huh. Buzz's Crab at one time was a destination.
It was.
You pick your crab
just like
up.
Jack's.
Just like
Jack's. Jack's is still here, of course.
You pick your crab up and you go up into the mountains. You pick your crab up on the way. It's just where you would go pick up your crab. So we drove by there the other day and we saw that he had things for sale. You know, the old nets and some of the probably things that he had on the wall.
Yeah, that's the only thing I think.
Anyway. And we were like, oh.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, guys. Hey, I'm sorry to go off topic here for a minute, but
okay.
I know what advocates you are of our soldiers, and I know the water's important, and I know it's terribly sad that Buzz is shutting down, but I found out yesterday from a friend of ours that an elite Army unit made up of 12 brave men lost their 11th member yesterday, and the 12th, they've already lost 10. They lost number 11 yesterday, and number 13 has lost normal brain function in a mission that they were sent into in the Mideast. And I know you won't hear about it on the news.
I heard about another American, and I was trying to get more information on it that had died. Was going to talk about it later, in Afghanistan. But you're saying there were 11 or 12 people on a mission?
Well, it was a 12-man unit, and they were instrumental in taking out some key figures in Iraq, and they were sent into an area. I can't go into very much detail. In fact, I don't have much. But they were sent into an area in the Mideast on bad intelligence, and this group's been together for 19 years, and they now have one survivor who is irreparably brain damaged. And I just wanted to give a shout out to those people and their families, and that they are very important And I think we should all say a prayer for their families today.
Absolutely, and give us a call after if you can, so you can give us a little more information on this. Because that was taken down, yeah, I know you're on your cell phone, but try and give us a call.
No, I'm not on my cell phone. Bob, I'm not breaking the law. I'm on OnStar.
Oh, okay, he's on OnStar. Okay, I understand. Okay, give us a call. Okay. Give us a call if you can, Ann, so we can talk a bit more about this.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
And we're going to take a break. And this is the exact thing. When we come back, we'll talk more about this. But isn't this the exact thing that there's a lot of stuff going on that we don't really know about that proud Americans do. You know, there could be something that we don't even know that's going on to save our country in a moment of crisis. That's something that could happen.
Never know about.
We don't know what it is.
And then we've lost 13 of them in a mission that you really never know about unless you're a family member that knows something about this. So we'll talk about this more. I know another United States serviceman was killed in Afghanistan yesterday, and that brings the total up to 155 this year.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you in your home, one door at a time.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5 or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Next to Carl in church.
Yeah, okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends Joe and Shelley have a great place there with Espresso Joe's, coffee of all kinds, great prices on it, iced drinks when it gets hot in the afternoon. Walk on over into the tobacco shop and, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state.
You know what?
Big sales.
You sing with your heart open, and that's the most important
thing. Well, my heart, obviously, when I sing, people listen.
I love it.
You know what? How would you like to go to church and you're singing, and your wife turns to you and says, I can't sing next to you. You have no pitch. And I'm not, you know, but the thing is, that doesn't hurt my feelings because I don't know what pitch is.
Well, when you first came back from Iraq, you sang the entire song at the top of your lungs. I think we were at Gold Country Casino. I was doing the job with the live band, looking for love in all the wrong places.
Every verse. She thought I only knew the first verse, but I sang all three verses.
Like, okay.
And I can still do that.
Okay. The third time. Okay.
Bob, find it. I'm going to sing it. All right. Hey, good news. Agricultural values in our area are up big time. Good news. Housing market, the median sales price of a home jumped 11%. The median price, okay, median is not the average, median's the middle, you know, half or higher, half or lower, but the median price, sales price for your home jumped 11% to $169,000. So it's going up. Good news, front page, Record Searchlight, hooray for Record Searchlight. Because people say all you hear is bad news on it. Well, this is one of those days when it's got good news. Okay, not sure if this is good news or bad news. L.A. Council bans pot shops in L.A. In Los Angeles, the city council bans pot shops. Can't sell it anymore in the city of Los Angeles.
Unless,
the city of the angels.
Unless.
Unless what? Is there more to it?
Unless I think you have a documented chronic pain or.
No. Was that in it?
Let's look. I believe. I believe there was.
Well,
a
you
little.
Go and find that. Okay, now, okay. Here's some bad news. Okay, here's good news, bad news. Nearly half of the high school students, 47% of high school students say they have had sex. Now, but the number of them using condoms has dropped, and that 40% of all new HIV infections occur in people under 30. Is that scary? 40% of HIV infections occur in people under 30. Now, I don't know about all the big advances they've made in HIV.
We've made a lot.
In AIDS, because HIV doesn't mean you're going to get AIDS, but if you go into AIDS, I think it's almost always fatal. But it's still. Now, what's the good news about that is 47% have sex now in high school. In 1991, 54% had sex. So it's going down. Now, let's talk about two things. Let's talk about one real quick. We have the Sons of Italy coming in here for a little bit, talking about a fundraiser they have. The water battle. We had our board of supervisors in there yesterday talking about the integrated regional water management plan, in which they have these guidelines for counties to meet for water management. And it appears that our supervisors went in there asking questions, saying, you know what, we're not exactly sure what you mean by this. And then the coordinator, Mary Randall, says she understands the concerns, but it's a matter to be taken up with local representatives. Local representatives, of course, is what they mean is the ones down in Sacramento, which, of course, are the ones who've given us the budget and all this other things. Should we be worried about it? Yes. Is it just a Tea Party issue, hot button issue for Tea Party groups? No. It's for everybody up here, and for Alana Shulman, and you say this a lot, Alana, is that you pick these things and you use certain words to disparage people. This is a hot button issue for Tea Party groups. It's for anybody who believes in that we should have something to say about our water. Are our supervisors, are they members of the Tea Party? Oh, well, they seem like they had a lot of questions. Seems like it's a hot button issue for them.
I want to go back to the about the marijuana shop.
What did it say?
It said, well, okay, according to the articles, they vote to prohibit marijuana. Doesn't mean it passed.
Yeah.
And it's called the gentle ban. The so-called gentle ban eliminates storefronts but allows patients and caregivers to grow medical marijuana.
Key. Well, that's it. But it stops. No, it stops the storefront.
I'm just telling you.
We have storefronts here.
It's more stuff in the paper, but it's kind of, well, okay. You're voting to prohibit
to
marijuana.
Prohibit
shop. But there's a gentle ban. So
yeah,
the thing
you
is,
can still grow it.
Yeah. Well, okay.
But you can
so
do
wait.
That before.
All right. So we wanted to clarify that.
Okay.
I mean, back to the Sons of Italy are in the house, and we're going to talk about, oh, they're so great. They do so much for our community. We'll be right back, KCNR 1460.
Fox Business Network stocks are moving higher in early trading. Investors are hopeful the Federal Reserve may be moving closer
to providing stimulus for the struggling U.S. economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 60 points. Meanwhile, it continues to be a tough day for Apple. Raymond James slashed the tech giant's rating to outperform and lowered their price target to $730. The ratings firm attributes the downgrade to Apple's disappointing third quarter results. The company's results were hit by the struggling European economy. Consumers are also holding off on buying iPhones until the new version is released, which is expected later this year. On the upside, shares of Baxter International are climbing after announcing a 34% boost to its annual dividend. Shareholders can expect a cash buyout of $1.80 a share. The healthcare company also approved a $2 billion stock repurchase. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
We're singing that at 7:35 in the morning.
Because that's what we sing every morning you get up. 25th. You sing that.
That's right. I sing, yeah. I sing. You've already told everybody how well I sing. Carl and Linda Bott, welcome back. Hey, today we have John Tosello and Jim Nobili from the Sons of Italy, because you've got something else going. Wait a minute. Could it be Paisano Day?
Welcome, guys.
Hey, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I love your energy. You know, it's always great. When you guys walk in, you just know, hey, we're going to have a great time.
Well, you know what? They come in, and I just, you know, no matter what else happens in the world, I know that this is a day that if I have to, you know, fly Linda back from someplace, she's going to be here when the Sons of Italy come in. Otherwise, I get pummeled. Two guys named Guido. They're both named Guido, and they both have no noses. They have flat noses, and they pummel me afterwards if you're not here.
Sons of Italy, guys. Welcome to the show again. And we're talking about Paisano Days. This is, by far, one of the best events that is held in the North State. No, hands down. I mean it.
Great. Thank you for that.
You're always there, so you must like it. We do appreciate you showing up, and we appreciate you being here this morning. That Guido stuff aside, we're just passionate about life. That's why we have this great festival. That's the one thing Italians bring to the stage. We're passionate about things, and we're passionate about our Paisano Days, so we're looking forward to it.
Well, let's just get it out there. What's on your mind? You want to get out that it's August 3rd and 4th.
Yes, it is. Actually, we're going to kick it off on Thursday night with our Boccia tournament. This is kind of a new thing we started so that we would be able to end up on Saturday night. It'll be our finals. So Thursday night is our Boccia tournament kickoff. We'll have some sausage sandwiches and some beverages along with our Boccia tournament. Johnny here is our Boccia chairman, so he'll probably give you some better details.
What exactly is Boccia?
Boccia is a nice ball-rolling game. It's been played like for centuries. They talk about the Romans playing it back in the early days, but it's
not like bowling then. Huh?
The way I describe it is a combination of horseshoes, shuffleboard, and bowling. Bowling because it's got the balls, the polino, which is your target, kind of like the edge of your shuffleboard table, and then horseshoes all combined. It's a fun game that anybody can play. Grandkids can play with the grandparents. It's totally co-ed, men, women. Anybody can learn to play. It's a great outdoor game. It's a great game for picnics and festivals and having a beverage at the same time. Mm. It's a fun game.
And Sons of Italy are known for beverages.
Yeah.
So you start your pasta that night. I have to hear the pasta story because you have the best spaghetti I've ever had. I'm sorry.
That will be on Friday night.
I'm sorry, Chief Paletti. Yours is great, but the Sons of Italy
make
it.
Oh, yeah.
And they make it for 5,000 people.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The sauce, of course, is made ahead of time so it can sit together. The ingredients get happy. It's made with love and passion to begin with, and then it sits there for a couple of days and gets happy. Yeah. And then we bring it up to temp and pour it over your pasta for your Friday meal. You're going to love it.
Yeah. In fact, our crew, will be in there probably on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Tuesday and Wednesday cooking.
Yeah. Man, I went back for seconds. That's how good it was.
Oh, absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. All right. So you have
happy,
your...
So your sauce gets happy. Are you sure that's oregano you're putting in or some other herb from the North
like
State?
we don't give away any of our secrets. But.
Yeah, get to die if you have those secrets.
Yep.
So you have the bocce ball. Let's tell our listeners again, with the dates, of course, of the 3rd and the 4th. You know it's down at the park outside. Where? Mm-hmm. What park?
Anderson River Park.
Right.
Around the big gazebo there, and that's where the bocce courts were constructed for this event many years ago. Over 20 years ago now, right?
27 years ago.
And what Jimmy was saying, we've traditionally done Friday night with the big pasta feed, and then it goes Saturday, then it's Sunday. The bocce is a big draw, and with it, doing it this way, Saturday we can make the big finals together. Everybody's down there. The kitchen's going. The music's going, and it makes it for a better event. So we start Thursday night, and from 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock we'll play some games. Again on Friday, then we'll have the spaghetti feed. Then Saturday is a great big finale for the bocce. It's just a crowd pleaser. People love to sit there, eat pasta, to have a beverage, and watch the bocce tournament. So.
And then, of course, you have the Lou White Band.
Oh, without it. Every year, Lou White.
Friday night. Is he playing both nights?
No, he's
blind.
The Friday night. And then the bocce ball tournament, the great food, tri-tip dinner.
Yeah, we have tri-tip dinner on Saturday night as well. So, let's see, that's going to be about $12 a ticket. We hope to sell at least 200 of those, so if you haven't bought your tickets yet, now's a good time to do it.
But you mentioned Lou White. He's been a crowd pleaser. Lou and Kathleen, members in good standing with us for years and years and years. We couldn't have Paisano Days without him. People love to dance with him as they enjoy the pasta dinner.
It's a great night out there for everybody. Yeah. If you haven't been out to Paisano Days, you need to do it at least once. It's a culturally diverse way of spending your time.
Love it. Okay, so you guys are also involved with some of the funds that you raise. Let's talk about some projects that you're working on, Sons of Italy.
Great. Right now we're trying to help the Vietnam veterans.
Let's talk about that. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
We'll come back. I'm sorry. We take a break. Casey and our 1460, we come back. We're going to talk about Paisano Days, Sons of Italy, and some of the funds that are coming from these projects. Where are they going? We'd love to hear that from our community. Casey and our 1460. We'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Martial arts. Are you ready for the freedom fight? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Freedom Fight Cage Fight. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 28th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 28th, the event center will roar with a thrill at the extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you. Wind River Casino. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is happening again in 2012 with the Freedom Fights Cage Fights at Wind River Casino on July 28th. Presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Freedom Fights, log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better. On the river.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit? Wouldn't it be great if there was a custom fitting room where you could design your very own swimsuit and pick out your own material? Somewhere that would make a bathing suit that is 100% yours? Wild Iris Custom Swimwear is just that place. No matter your style or body type, Wild Iris, where you can let your imagination begin. 3609 Bichelder Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abad, 7:43 in the morning. Good morning. Hey, you know what? It's going to be hot. How hot is it going to be out there today, sweetheart?
Looks like we're going to have temperatures reaching around 94 today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around. Let me do this. Oh, let me see, a little closer, 62. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Hey, let's talk about, you know, it's going to be 94 today. You know, the things that can make your life a little bit more palatable, of course, is having an air conditioner that works. If you've got problems with your air conditioner, why don't you give Alliance Heating and Air a call at 221-2642. They believe in quality service. They believe in old-fashioned values. They believe in doing the job correct. They stand by their work. And you will see the value. They've been to our place. They have too. Or give them check them out at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. We like these guys. We like what they stand for. They believe in old fashioned qualities of doing the job correct. Okay.
Our guests this morning are the two members from the Sons of Italy, and we've been talking, in case you're just joining us, John Taseo and Jim. Is it Nobili?
Nobili.
No, Nobili. See, yes. There's, you've got to like, no, Nobili. Okay, I just want to make sure about that because, last time I saw you was down at the pancake breakfast. We were talking at the break about how involved you all are in the community on several levels. And, so the Asphalt Cowboys help you guys out. You help out the Asphalt Cowboys. So you've seen these gentlemen down at the pancake breakfast. And we're talking about the Paisano Days, how important it is. What you guys are doing with the funds, some of the funds that you get together well, just two things we want to talk about. Where the funds are going to, which is what we talked about before the break. And secondly, you just received a very high honor.
Yes, we did.
So do you want to go first of all where the funds, and we'll end up where the honor of being recognized.
All right. Well, we have we give money away to a lot of different organizations.
Yes.
In our community and through our Western Foundation, which is part of our the Order of Sons of Billy in America as well. But right now, here locally, we're working with the Vietnam Veterans Chapter 357. I love that number. They're working on that monument at the Igo Cemetery.
It's a beautiful monument.
And we're trying to help them get that thing going because we do have Vietnam veterans in our organization, and many of us are friends and family are Vietnam vets. And we've been raising some money for them at our meetings as well. But what we really got going now is an Alaska cruise that we're selling tickets for. And we've offered the Vietnam vets 100 tickets to sell. The tickets are $20 a piece. And for each one they sell, they will get $10. So they have a chance to get $1,000 toward their monument. And we're very proud that we'll be able to help them with that. And we're also giving the same offer to the Northern California Catholic Social Services.
Great.
So they get
we know how much that they do
and
for
they
families.
They do a lot of good work in our community.
With our families. So with needy families.
You're selling well. Tickets for a cruise. It's a raffle?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cruise
that's
to Alaska.
Right. Yes, Alaska. It's an Alaska cruise. It's an upgraded cruise, too. It's very nice.
Carl looks at me like, I want to go to Alaska.
Yeah.
You've never been
been to Alaska.
Yeah, so that'd be beautiful. Well, that sounds great. And how do people get a hold of buying tickets? They're thinking, I want to support the Sons of Italy. I want to buy tickets. I could possibly win an Alaskan cruise. Meantime, I'm going to give you $50. What do they do?
All right, well, we will be selling them at Paisano Days, or they can contact me, Jim Nobley, at 243-4127. And Jim Giacomelli, I don't have his phone number, but he's the chairman of that.
I love all these Italian
names. You know, contact me if you need some tickets. We'll get them to you.
That sounds great. Now, John, we were talking at the break about the fact that your chapter.
Oh, yeah, we have bragging rights going right now.
Bragging rights. Let's hear the bragging rights. Okay. Say it out loud.
Because we get to brag because of the community stuff that we do, and I'm looking at the list, and here's the list of all the people that we help out besides the Cowboys Exchange Club on the big events. We're actually giving just monies to help Wings of Angels, the Boy Scouts of America, Friends of Shasta County Library. I got this big, long list here. That's what we do. That's what we love to do. So our organization has what they call the Grand Lodge of California. It has 59 lodges, just like Shasta Lodge, only or obviously better. And in that, we just had a convention where all the lodges came together to do business. And a lot of it is charity business that we give on the national level. And so what we're down there, for the second year, they've picked what they call the most distinguished lodge based on what do you do in your community, what do you do for the organization, et cetera, et cetera. Guess who got the award in the whole state of 59 lodges? Bingo, Shasta Lodge got that. So we're very, very proud of that.
So you all are the, what can we say, the godfathers of the Sons of Italy?
However you want to say it. It's politically incorrect, but you can call
in
us
California.
The top watch if you want. But we're
in California.
California, but there's also lodges in Nevada and Oregon, which come under the
So you've got the whole, you've got Nevada, Oregon, and California. You all are the godfather of the Sons of Italy lodges.
We're very, very proud of that.
No messing around there.
Did you make people an offer they couldn't refuse?
I will tell you this. When Shasta Lodge was nominated, we had all these hundreds of delegates, and we got a standing O because they know us in the state, and they know us on the national level. We work hard. And we do give credit for our community, the people that back us, just like you folks right here, you're backing us up. You bring us in here to talk about what we could do together. Asphalt Cowboys Exchange Club, Wings of Angels, we all work together, and that helps us. We love the promotion. We love the notoriety, and it's going to help us be that much more successful.
This is what's really important about the blood and the breath of what makes a community vibrate. This is, you can't just have a limb. You have to have a body. And we appreciate so much that you do, because we could sit and we can gripe all day long about what's happening with things that really aren't in our control. Well, we can do a little bit, but what we can do is help $1 at a time, supporting events a little at a time. This is what you guys are taking your energy on a really huge level and supporting things that change people's lives. Appreciate that. Shout out to you guys.
Sons of Italy. Paisano Days, August 3rd and 4th. They're going to start on Friday, August 3rd at 5:30 to 8:30 of the pasta dinner, but it's also the beginning of the Bocce Ball tournament.
Jennifer Scarborough, Mike Mangus, our friends from KRCR, going to be throwing the ball or rolling the first ball.
Right, ceremonial.
And then, of course, the Paisano Days on Saturday with the Bocce Ball Tournament. Lots of wine and other things to drink. You know, Italian sausage sandwiches, meatball sandwiches, hot dogs, pasta bowls. Of course, tri-tip dinners and the great, great, great spaghetti they serve. And the all types of raffles, grand prizes is $500 cash, courtesy of North Valley Bank. So, Paisano Days 2012. Give them a call at 241-4342 for tickets or 223-9316. Can they just stop by someplace and get a ticket, buy a ticket? Can they come by that day, can't they?
Sure, you can buy them on site, no problem.
Wow.
Yeah, but you want to get them early.
Sure, get them early.
Okay, our godfathers of the godfathers of Reading, but also now godfathers of Oregon, Nevada, and California, Sons of Italy. Thank you so much for what you do, John Tosello and Jim Nobley.
Great, thank you.
Thank you for having us down here again.
You know what? You guys are just great. You do so much
anytime
for everybody here.
Anytime.
All right, we got to take a break. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought that piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square Building.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, 7:55 in the morning, July the 25th. 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. Hey, yesterday, Brandon Rogers wrote a letter to the editor, and for few people say that. And what he said, he's leaving Reading for a number of reasons. He was born and raised here, but he's leaving because he doesn't see the economy. He doesn't see the future here as bright. So he's leaving with his family. Now, he talked about how he was born and raised here. He talks about a sour economy pushes me out of town, but I think there's more to it than that. You know, I could sit there and just, you know, I could rail against Brandon Rogers by saying is that, you know, he was born, he was raised here, and then he went to work for the county. I mean, he's got a good education, but he went to work for the county. And so now he's leaving to go to a more culturally diverse city with a broader, with a broader economic base, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I think Brandon that, and of course, then you have all the, you have everybody, 223 people making comments about it. A lot of people comment on the fact, well, you've never had, you know, you've always worked for the county, you've always had a paycheck every 2 weeks you make. If this is the one, I think it is because he said he worked for the county, and you make $63,000 a year, you know, or whatever people are saying. I don't know if that's true. I would like Brandon to think about one thing. Is that, you know, I see, Brandon, what you're saying is, are we a culturally diverse city? If you mean we've got different cultural groups here, you're right, we don't. I think it's like we have a small minority of other ethnic groups. If you're talking about culturally diverse in things like theater, we have theater, you know, I mean, if you're talking about different things that go on in the city, there's always things that are going on in our city. Maybe it's not the culturally diverse thing you're looking for. I'm not sure. And we have a good education system here. We've got one of the finer schools in the United States right here at UPREP. Do we have a four-year university right here in Reading? No, we don't. Well, we have Simpson University. Yeah, I see what you're saying, that, but we have Chico State, which is, what, an hour away?
Well, we have Shasta College has...
But and that's where he's not talking about that. He's talking about the one thing he said is he wants to go to a city that has a strong relationship. They have a strong partnership between the city and businesses. By Brandon, you are absolutely right, spot on this one. I think our city and county could have a much stronger relationship with businesses, could do things, be more out there in attracting business. I think we're trying, but I think that to say is that the economy here is sour is kind of like you're overlooking where it's sour everywhere. The whole United States is having problems, and it's going down again. It's not going to get better, and I think if you stay in the state system, the government system, you're going to see it getting worse because they're going to keep taking more and more away. They've got to if they're going to survive. Now, I also would like you to take a look at, we've had shows, we had whole weeks for young entrepreneurs. We had Adam McIlvain, who is not from here but moved here because he saw a bright future here. We had five or six different people, that were on here that their whole purpose in life was coming back to Reading. They'd grown up in Reading. They left, went to school, started their businesses someplace else and came back here. You know, you're talking about doctors, you're talking about lawyers, you're talking about software engineers. They started a biodiverse energy company by using cooking oil out of restaurants. There are so many things here that people have come back to Reading for, Brandon, that they love it here, that they find this is the place to come back to. So the only thing I would ask, Brandon, is that when you go away, is that, yes, I know you're working for the government. You're not working for yourself. So, you know, you've kind of always got that paycheck going there. But I hope that you take a look in a few years about wherever you go to and keep in contact back here. Because I think you're going to find is that Reading is going to go forward and that Reading is a place to raise your kids and to be informed. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta, Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Our already struggling economy could get even worse. That warning today from the Treasury Secretary. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live in Washington.
The big problem for the U.S. right now, according to Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, is what's happening across the Atlantic.
The economic recession in Europe is hurting economic growth around the world, and the ongoing stress in financial markets in Europe is causing a general tightening of financial conditions.
Which, says Geithner, is making the situation even worse. He tells the House Financial Services Committee the key to a more stable economy, stricter oversight of the U.S. financial system, Dave.
Rich, on Wall Street, the Dow is trying to rebound from three straight big sell-offs, up 21 points. New home sales took a dive last month, falling more than 8% to the lowest level in 5 months. And amid all this economic worry, taxes are going to go up next year, unless Congress extends the Bush-era tax cuts, and the Senate is working on that today. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in D.C.
But the fate of competing tax plans is in doubt.
For the third time in as many weeks, Republicans are poised to kill a tax cut without ever debating it on the Senate floor.
The Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid foreshadowing a GOP filibuster on the Democrats' bill, extending tax cuts for households earning up to $250,000 and letting rates for upper incomes expire.
The real motives are based on an ideological agenda, not an economic one.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell urging a vote on his party's plan, a full extension of the Bush-era tax cuts. It's a proposal the president says he'll veto, Dave.
Jared, the first memorial service in Colorado for any of the 12 massacred moviegoers is in a few hours. Gordon Cowden took two of his teenage kids to that midnight Batman showing. They got out alive. He did not. Gun sales have surged in Colorado.
Buying for fear of their own safety. Considering what happened in Aurora, they want to be prepared as much as possible.
Gun store owner Warren Marshall, state-approved background check surged 43% compared to the week before. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
Fram filters live for pressure. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the crush test, where we load them with dirt and load them and load them and load them until they implode. Pressure like this gets you a filter that traps 99% of dirt and lasts up to 15,000 miles. Pressure like this gets you the new Fram Ultra, one of the most advanced filters in its price range. Bring on the pressure. Fram Ultra can take it. Fram, don't fail your engine. See Fram stand up to more tests at Fram.com.
Syria's biggest city keeps being bombarded. The fighting's still raging in Aleppo. Regime forces attacking rebels, trying to cleanse them from neighborhoods.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 1,200 people have been killed in the fighting in the past week alone. If those figures are accurate, it means the death toll is catastrophic. And possibly 18,000 people have now died since the uprising began. And that number only set to rise as the regime unleashes, quite frankly, hell on the city of Aleppo.
That's Fox's Dominic DiNatale on the Israeli-Syrian border. Activists claim two more Syrian ambassadors have defected. The Pentagon is implementing a new plan to try to stop people from lying about receiving military honors. This just weeks after the Supreme Court shot down a law that made lies like that a crime. Defense Secretary Panetta has set up a new public record, a database for all Medal of Honor recipients since 9/11. Those awarded service crosses will soon be added to that list. She won the lottery. But a Michigan woman is a loser in court because she still kept collecting welfare.
Amanda Clayton won a $1 million lottery prize. However, the Michigan Department of Human Services says the 24-year-old who kept cashing public aid checks didn't tell the state about her winnings. Charged with welfare fraud, Clayton pleaded no contest and has been told that she's on probation for the next 9 months. She also needs to get a job, her attorney saying.
Felony conviction is a very serious matter. It was something that we wanted to hope to avoid, but in the end, she took responsibility for it. She will have that.
In Southern California, after being attacked by a swarm of killer bees as they were out gardening, the woman was stung more than 100 times. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. My microphone just kicked out. Oh. 8:05 in the morning, July 25th.
You had a bubble in your brain.
Yeah, it is.
Every now and then we get those.
530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460 for our chat pack and everybody else that comes rolling through there. You can hear us that way. You know, and it does happen. You know, people go, you know, say to us, you know, because we have 16 local shows now, my friends, that we have on here for our community shows. And, you know, they talk about, gosh, all these people are on it, and they ask us, you know, how can you talk about something for two, you know, gosh, you know, you're on there, you're talking for 2 hours, how can you do it? It's because we make lots of mistakes, and we cover for each other, because, you know, it's like, how do you forget to say KCNR 1460? You know, we've been saying it 5 days a week, 150 times a day, for 2.5 years.
It happens. How do you forget? You're like, I think I know how to tie my shoe. 69 degrees down at the downtown Suzy at KCNR. 8:06 in the morning.
Sandals.
Of course, sunny today with temperatures around 94, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 62. And as we promised, every morning at 7:10, 8:10, we're going to go a little early to our Wells Fargo moment, what's happening in the market minute with our expert, Chris Lasondak.
Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading. The markets are mixed. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 25 points at 12,643. The S&P 500 down 5 points at 1332, while the NASDAQ Composite down just about 20 points at 2843. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 216 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple down $29.96 at $571.32. Cisco Systems up a nickel at $15.18. And Intel's adding 15 cents at $25.17. Of local interest, North Valley Bank up 3 cents at $12.93. Tri-County's Bank up 22 cents at $14.98. And Harley-Davidson down 52 cents at $41.87. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.4%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.22. Oil's down 95 cents a barrel at $87.55. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $21 an ounce at $1,600.84, while silver's up 22 cents at $27.17 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot. We're back. Thanks a lot, Chris. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. We find out what's going on Wall Street, and you need to go down and talk to them at Park Marina Drive, the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. See Chris and Susan and Kathy and Josh and find out what's going on. You need help when you're walking through that minefield of investments, especially what's been happening in the last 3 or 4 years. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Dr. Danuka is in the studio. We're going to be talking about healthcare reformation, plus a lot of other things that are going on that I don't even know if you realize what's happening already in your healthcare and the impacts it's having. But it has started already, my friends. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, "I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding 2 more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo." He called me a few months later. "I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Redding at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kurt Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. You're probably already aware that black mold can be a major health risk to your family and pets, but did you know that much of this bacteria can enter your home from your shoes coming in contact with your own moldy sidewalks and driveways? SuperClean's cleaning and treatment process can wipe out dangerous mold and those ugly black stains, bringing back that super clean look. So call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide.
Yeah. Welcome back. Carl and the Bot.
You pick out great bump music.
Yeah, Free Fire Radio, 8:13 in the morning on July the 25th. And that's right, you know, there are things you can't hide, and you shouldn't hide them from your doctor.
No.
And so starting today, we're beginning our regularly scheduled, we're going to do this every month, like we do with our legal and all that, is have our medical hour, I guess, but it's going to be more than just medicine. It's going to be talking about philosophy and other things, too, when it comes to the medical field. And, of course, our doctor of choice, Dr. Danuka. Good morning.
Thank you, Linda and Carl, for inviting me here and having me here.
Well, you know what? We've gotten to know you. We've gotten to know you much more than our audience. We want to have our audience get to know you, too. But you're the one that got Linda, your attitude and your whole attitude about medicine and people and health, got Linda into doing something she, you know, with a colonoscopy, something that she had never done before. And she trusted you immediately. And, I mean, this is something that she and I had argued about for years. But you were the one that sealed the deal on this one.
Well, I really appreciate your trust in me. And that's the key word, trust. And we will talk more about that later.
Yeah, because
that's the sacred one.
That's part of the things that you're going to be talking about. Let's talk a little bit about you first. Let's talk about, you know, how did you get to Redding?
Oh, that's a long journey. Thousands of miles. So let me introduce myself to your listeners for a moment. I grew up in India and went to medical school there along with my wife, who was my classmate in my medical school. Both of us married and moved to United States when we had first child, who was just an infant. And we decided to give our child a better life than we could in India. And U.S. has always held that promise to the world that you can come here, get the opportunity, and make a career for yourself and make a better life for yourself and for your future generation. That's what brought us to the United States. Then my wife is a hematologist, oncologist, as a blood and cancer disorder specialist. So we completed our fellowships in New York area, and then we decided to move out of New York. We had the whole country in front of us. We could have gone anywhere because we didn't have any specific routes. And we had a lot of opportunities in the country. You know, this country is really beautiful in a way to provide opportunities to anyone who works for it. So we had a lot of options open all over the country. A lot of money also, frankly, and a lot of good lifestyle also. But we wanted to find a place where we can, you know, put our anchor down and live there forever, call the place our home. Because we were so far gypsies, just moving around.
The American dream.
The American dream. So we wanted to have a place where we can call it home, and we searched everywhere, and finally we zeroed in Redding. And the reason we zeroed in was, first, it's a beautiful place. It's just gorgeous nature, climate, sun, just unbeatable.
It is. It's the North State is absolutely fabulously right. Beautiful.
Southern California, I don't find it pretty. Sorry. So
I find it pretty crowded.
And also very dry and, you know, just brown, not green.
Right.
Lakes, waterfalls. This place got everything. The second thing is, of course, it's a smaller place, and we had certain hesitation coming from New York, saying that, it's a big transition. We may not have all the amenities and facilities.
The cultural diversity and the broad economic chances.
Right. That's what everybody says.
But that's what they say, yeah.
But then what we realized was another beauty of America is even the smaller places have good schools, good law and order, good electricity, good water, good healthcare, which you won't find in many other places. Like in my own country, in India, you could find reasonable living amenities in major cities, but not in smaller towns. Here you can have that. So we had that here, good law and order, good school. But the most important thing which sealed the deal for us was that we wanted to call a place home, not just a working place. So that's a kind of emotional bond with the community and friends which we can make here. We couldn't have done that in New York or San Francisco or LA. And that's the most important thing for us.
The people.
Yes.
The people that are here.
We wanted to have our kids grow up amongst the people like that.
And this beautiful thing is this is the diversity of what we discussed this morning with somebody who's leaving that grew up here because they're looking for more cultural diversity, as they say. And here's somebody who's seen the world, who's had all the cultural diversity you can imagine, and has come here to make it their home. Okay, so here we are. That's America.
Yes.
And we want people to be here who love to be here. We're talking to Dr. Danuka. So happy to hear that story. I think it warms a lot of our listeners' hearts about Redding, choosing Redding to be where you put your anchor.
And that's one of the reasons. After we talked to Paish and his beautiful wife, and we've met his family, is that this is one of the reasons we wanted you to join our family here at KCNR, is because the values you hold, or the values of this community should also, in my opinion, hold a love of this place, the people here that are great, that make the difference. And I think that's the whole thing. And when, as Brandon moves away, he's going to find out that place down the line maybe isn't exactly what he's looking for, because once you've been raised here, that it has this pull on people. But we're going to take our break. We're going to come back and, I'm sorry.
Just one quick thing I would add, that another thing which I find unique about Redding, having seen a lot of other places in America, is our independent streak, our streak of freedom, that, we want to be on our own and be free, not listen to anyone who wants to tell us something to follow. And that's something which I don't see in most of the places. Definitely not in big major cities like San Francisco, New York.
Streak of independence right here.
I like it.
You know what?
Well, we wave our flags proudly. But when we come back, let's really get down into the nuts and bolts, Doctor. I know our listeners are waiting to hear what is coming down with our health care. What are you seeing? Let's get down to it. We'll be right back, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Dr. Danuka.
What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses, and they register your dress so, well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I have got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center, next to Palm Beach Tan.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Get ready for the 420 Blackbird Music Festival in Weed, California. The big show features 12 stages, 120 bands, gourmet munchies, and a mega street party for the whole family. Come support the Weed Chamber and be a part of the best event of the summer. Visit 420festival.com. Get ready for the 420 Blackbird Music Festival in Weed, California. The big show features 12 stages, 120 bands, gourmet munchies, and a mega street party for the whole family. Come support the Weed Chamber and be a part of the best event of the summer. Visit 420festivals.com.
The Westside Performing Arts Company proudly presents the American classic, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. One weekend only. Be sure to see this classic musical, the box office smash. Performances run one weekend only. So be sure to get your tickets now by calling the Cascade Theater box office or visiting cascadetheater.org. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, August 9th through the 11th, one weekend only at the Cascade Theater.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot, 8:23 in the morning. Our guest, Dr. Paius Danuka, and we're going. He's on our first. Is our first show of our monthly visits with the doctor here, talking about healthcare and other things. But let's start talking about healthcare, Dr. Danuka.
Thank you very much for inviting me to talk to your audience every month, and I am really excited to know some of your audience personally with time, because. One thing I must say is that what really attracted to me to you guys, radio station, is because you're a community radio station, and that's the relationship which is very important for me. So, healthcare reforms, it's a long topic. A lot of things have been said about it, and I'm not an expert in it, but I'm in the trenches. So, I would like to give my perspective to your listeners from that standpoint. So, and third is, on all of us as citizens. So coming to the first one, the social side of the medicine. Healthcare reform was passed on three bases. One, on the premise that cost of healthcare in the United States is very high. Number two, the quality is not good. Number three, access is not good, that not everybody has insurance. So I'd like to give arguments against all these three points. First, cost. I mean, except for some small country like Luxembourg, we are the richest country in the world. So we are going to spend more money on healthcare. So I don't understand how that thing is not taken into perspective while calling the healthcare costly. it is costly because we are the richest people. We spend more money on our luxury items and we spend more money on healthcare, period. The second thing is the quality. Frequently, and this was one of the basis of healthcare reform passing, was that America stands 37th on the healthcare ranking and amongst the 190 countries on WHO list. And other countries are much higher than us, despite spending much less money. That was the argument, which was a primary argument used to advance healthcare reform. So I have in front of me the list of healthcare ranking, and if you see the list, France is number one on it. Second is Italy. But what people forget to mention is France and Italy are less than one-fourth of size of the United States. Take any country larger than 100 million population, and almost all the countries in that list are below 100. China, India, Indonesia, Brazil, Mexico, Russia, and you name it. So the comparison of United States with France, Denmark, Sweden is completely dishonest one, because larger the population, more difficult it is to manage. One of the old saying from Chinese philosopher Cao was, governing a large country is like frying a small fish. Too much poking spoils the meat. And that's what happens when you try to govern a large country the way you will govern Singapore or Norway. So none of these countries is larger than even Texas. France, the number one, is smaller than Texas. So what comparison are we drawing? It's a dishonest comparison.
So what you're saying is that when you start drawing comparisons to, you know, expenditures per person and the countries, when you start talking about a country as huge as ours, that trying to draw a comparison to that in a country like France is in other countries like that is apples and oranges.
Absolutely.
You can't do that. You can't compare it like that.
So the beauty of our system is that despite of having the third largest population, we still have great outcomes. You compare our outcomes in cancer treatment, in trauma treatment, in any other treatments, specifically, they're much better than other countries. So that is the second thing. The third thing was the access issue. The access issue was, they were saying that, oh, so many people are uninsured. Having seen the rest of the world, having grown up in India, having worked there, what I realized there is there was an access in name. Government provided healthcare to everyone, but the system was extremely corrupt and extremely inefficient. So what happened was there were hospitals, doctors, medicines on paper. But when you go and try to get the care, you don't get the right care. So most of the people prefer not to go to the government hospitals. What this healthcare reform is doing is pushing everything, directly or indirectly, under government control. And when that happens, the system doesn't work as efficiently, and eventually, it does corrupt as well. So that's a concern I have, that physicians will be turned into bean counters here.
Counters.
Yes.
Bean counters.
Where they're going to be looking at all these things. Now, okay, let's go back on that one, is that, yes, though it says they've got access, and on paper it is access, but when you get there, you find out that, well, the doctors aren't there, the treatment's not there, and that, you know what, I've got this money, I'm just going to go to a private physician. Right. Even though it says I have this care, it doesn't. And then, we've already had so many instances of corruption in Medicare and all these others. I mean, we're talking billions of dollars, that this it's not going to get any better,
right,
if we go into a government-run healthcare system.
Right. A lot of these patients who will be receiving insurance in this plan will be on Medi-Cal or Medicaid, etc. And if you see, it is so difficult for those people to find specialist care. They just can't see. I mean, I'm sure if there are listeners who are on Medi-Cal amongst your listeners, they will vouch to that. It's just impossible to see specialists nowadays.
Medicare, there's doctors not taking Medicare now because of the problems.
Right. So we are all going to end up with a poor quality insurance, which... not good enough.
It's not good enough. Okay.
We have a lot to cover here. Of course, our guest is Dr. Danuka. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. One senator says Congress's disagreement over extending the Bush-era tax cuts catches Americans in the middle.
It really holds job creators and decision makers back because they don't know what the rules are, and we just continue to heighten the uncertainty.
Republican Roy Blunt of Missouri, a Democratic proposal to renew the tax cuts for all but higher-income Americans, does not appear to have enough votes to pass this afternoon in the Senate. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says Friday's movie theater shooting and an attack on a bus in East Europe serve as warnings.
As the recent terrorist attack overseas in Bulgaria, as well as the shooting last week in Aurora, Colorado, demonstrate, we must remain vigilant and prepared at all times.
Napolitano speaking this morning to the House Homeland Security Committee. On Wall Street, the Dow is up nearly 42 points. Fox News. We report, you decide.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef Johnston Deli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I'm live at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Good people down there. They believe in what they do, too. Another good reason. I mean, you know, you go in there and they love Reading. And they support what's going on in Reading and the people in Reading and the causes in Reading. There's 1,000, maybe even 100,000 reasons to be here. And they're one of them. The Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. Our guest, Dr. Paish Dhanuka, and we're talking about healthcare. Dr. Dhanuka has, you know, in a brief recap here, has come to Reading after talking on culturally diverse born and raised in India, college there, universities here in the United States, chose to come here to the North State to live for a variety of reasons, which he is, you know, very, very well put.
With his doctor with wife, his oncologist, and his three children.
Right. But he's concerned, as many of us are, about what's happening in the future here. And that, he's talking about healthcare. Once a month he's going to be on, and we'll be talking healthcare. And today we're going to talk about the healthcare bills we're seeing. And when we left, we talked about trying to, you know, saying the reasons that people said we needed the healthcare, you know, cost, availability, and quality. And you kind of debunked every one of those. So where are we going to now?
So one example I would like to relate here, I was in a train from Austria to Switzerland a couple of years ago, and in our compartment there was a guy who was a French guy whose mouth was shut with the wires, and in broken French of our family and broken English of this guy, we had a great conversation overnight. And what he told us was that he was sent to Romania by the government to have a jaw surgery because he really badly needed it after an accident, and several months he couldn't get it. Ooh. And Romania is a much poorer country than France.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of health care they get, being called number one. I don't know how many of your listeners or our citizens want to go to Mexico. So that's something which is a potential likelihood to happen.
A potential is that, okay, if you need this and we can't provide it, but we can provide it in Tijuana.
Yes.
Well, that's...
We know people.
That's scary.
I know people that have gone there for, dental work.
Oh, absolutely.
Or procedures that are not allowed in America. I'm not talking plastic surgery.
To.
I'm talking
exactly.
And there's
yes.
a difference. They chose that, to yes. do that.
That's what brings me back to the second topic I wanted to talk about, choice. Because they chose to. Here he was forced to. That's the second thing I want to talk about, is a choice. The most important thing between a patient and a physician is a relationship of trust. When I'm sick, when my child is sick, I go to a doctor who I trust. And the doctor, in return, as a doctor I can tell you, in return trusts the patient. The patient is telling him the truth. Patient is trying to get better. What happens when it doesn't exist? I was working in a prison system for a few years during my faculty position in New York. And there I saw the lack of trust, because the patients or the prisoners did not trust the physician because they were forced to see that particular physician. They didn't have any choice but to see that physician. As a physician, I was forced to see those prisoners because I didn't have a choice to tell them that I cannot see you. And that lack of choice translated into lack of trust. So I could never tell whether a prisoner is trying to come up with a problem of fever or diarrhea or pain to get a day off from the hard work, or a day off in an air, you know, a rest, or get some extra benefit. I could never tell that. I couldn't trust their words. And they didn't trust my words either, because whenever they were sick, they assumed that this doctor is just there to do his paperwork and punch the numbers, and he doesn't care about me. So the lack of trust showed me how sacred this relationship between the patient and doctor is of trust, and if there's no choice, then you don't have nothing you can do. So what is happening in the system right now is what we call Walmartization of healthcare.
Oh,
Walmart.
The Walmartians have arrived.
Okay, I tell you what, let's take a quickie. We're going to take an early break so we can talk about that as soon as we get back from this break.
Walmart.
Would say that again? Walmartization.
Walmartization.
Okay, we'll be right back.
God.
Dr. Danuka is our guest. We're going to be talking about your health care. That's what's going, my friends.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Your neighbors here are giving you great deals on great vehicles. If you want a car, truck, or SUV, they've got one to fit everybody. And they take great pride not only in the vehicles they sell, but the deals they make and the service they provide. Reading Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue, Reading. Give them a call at 223-2177. That's where I get my Ford F-150 taken care of, and they always do a great job. Our guest, Dr. Payush Dhanuka, and Dr. Dhanuka is talking about the oncoming onslaught of the health care plan. All right, when we left, we were talking about trust, and then now we're moving into the next part here.
Patient-physician trust.
That's right.
So patient-physician trust being sacred should not be touched. And the word I used earlier, Walmartization, let me explain what I mean by that. If you see, since the start of Medicare, over the last 50 years or so, the government almost 70% of government control. So over 50 years, government control has gone up from 30% to 70% or so. Healthcare costs have skyrocketed. But I don't see people more satisfied. Why? So what's happening with the more and more control is more and more corporatization. So if you see in last 6 years, half the physicians in town have left their solo, small practices. Just like over last 50 years, America, small businesses have left their businesses to be controlled by either the big corporations or in certain sectors by government-backed entities. That is what is happening with the healthcare. So this whole legislation is not about delivery of care in a quality manner, although that is one of the excuses. It's about the control, who controls it. So half the physicians in the last 6 years in Reading have left their prior practices either to join a bigger, huge group like Kaiser, or big hospitals, or the government systems. Why is that? Because what happens is in a physician practice is half the money they're spending, whatever they collect, half the money they're spending on or more on overheads which are directly or indirectly related to government regulations because government controls and dictates how to practice medicine. Then another half of that is gone for the taxes. So for every dollar you pay to your physician, probably he ends up collecting 20 cents on it. So when that happens and that keeps getting worse, most physicians are not able to continue practicing as fellow physicians and they become part of a big corporation or a big hospital. What that does is when you go to your doctor, you cannot choose your doctor anymore. You will be assigned one in a very big system, whether you go to a big clinic or a big hospital or a big healthcare system like Kaiser. In Reading so far, we had been immune to that. Luckily, we didn't have so much of that as we had in San Francisco and New York, but it's coming now. In the last 5-6 years, it has worsened a lot, and chances are in the next 5 years or so, it'll be very difficult to find a private doctor who you can pick and choose, and if you don't like him, you can leave him.
Well, we know of clinics here that have lost doctors to the hospitals,
yes,
because, you know, guess what? They get paid and they don't have all these things that the government is imposing on them. You've got to want to have
get
your own
paycheck.
Business.
Yeah. Doctor, I have a question for you, and would love your response. It is, I had a conversation yesterday with my mother. Again, I was telling you, my mother and father worked and are on a retirement. They've done well for themselves in the sense that they, there we go. But the question that I have is that my mother takes allergy shots and she takes thyroid. She was telling me, and they belong to Kaiser. That's in their retirement package. So she was telling me yesterday that they're going to, she has to go in and they're putting her on a new allergy medicine for 3 weeks to see if she takes it because that is the new government regulated medication and it's also going to happen with thyroid. She says, I don't know what's happening. I don't know if my body's going to take it. I'm thinking why they're going through these trial periods to see if this is the government regulated medication. What happens if the body doesn't accept that and goes through, are we going to lose people? Are people going to have side effects from a new drug that's, you know, I mean, what's your take on that?
So that's the most important thing, which again brings us back to the relationship. A patient and a physician can always decide what's the best course between two of them. And, you know, you take into account several factors, patient's choices, the need of the disease, the need of the science, as well as the cost. And you may make those choices. But when someone else imposes as a blanket policy on everyone, then it's a very difficult situation because we run into this all the time. You have to, if the patient needs a medication, insurance or the government or Medi-Cal want, and we see much more with the Medi-Cal actually, they want to approve it, then you have to go through a very cumbersome appeal procedure for months sometimes, only to be rejected eventually. And then you're fighting that, you know, you're calling that you have access to care. But what does it mean if you can't get the right care?
It means nothing.
Nope.
It means the fact that you have an access to your doctor. I know that in the VA system, people use, well, look at the VA system. Well, we're sending people down, you know, a 12-hour day to get an MRI in the VA system. But the other thing is the VA system will change your medications, will change the type that you're on. It'll be the same medication, but it'll be completely different manufacturer, different things. I mean, it's supposed to be the same, but you don't know that, and you have nothing to say about it because the government changes it at will because it's looking for the lowest amount of money.
Payoff? Is there a payoff with any kind of pharmaceutical companies that will be in contractual agreements with the government? Is that why this is happening?
That's happening. Government wants to try to cut the cost, but what you have to realize is it's not just the brand or the manufacturer which they are changing. Many times it's a completely different class. They say that you cannot give this class because it's too costly. And if the other alternate doesn't work, too bad. So that if I can mention, one thing was I did show you this paper. And
yeah.
If I can mention this.
Absolutely.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
So
this is where part of our health care is coming from.
So maybe you can put this on website for people to see because they cannot see it on radio.
Yeah, right.
It's called Reaper Curve. Now, Isaac L. Emanuel, who's the brother of Rahm Emanuel, who was the chief of staff for the president, is a doctor, and he is on NIH board. I'm sorry, NIH panel of the doctors, and he wrote an article in a British journal called Lancet, in which he showed statistically that government should allocate the resources to certain sections of society and not so much to other sections. And his argument was that government has invested a lot of money in adults to educate them, to give them jobs, to develop the skills, and they can provide much more benefit to the society. So we should focus and allocate less resources to children and to very old, because they are not as beneficial to the society. When I saw this curve, I was literally fell off my chair, because I said, isn't this what Hitler did?
Oh, well, you know what? Let's just, okay,
okay, we're gonna
take a break on that. But what you just said is what Emanuel, who is now the mayor of Chicago, but he was a prime mover in the healthcare thing, and his brother wrote this, is more resources to the middle curve, less to the children, less to the elderly, because they don't contribute as much as the middle curve.
It's called the Reaper curve, R-E-A-P-E-R curve.
Well, it's like the Grim Reaper.
We'll be right back.
Living in a lonely world. Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Martial arts. Are you ready for the freedom fight? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Freedom Fight Cage Fight. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 28th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 28th, the event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you. Wind River Casino. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is happening again in 2012 with the Freedom Fights Cage Fights at Wind River Casino on July 28th. Presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Freedom Fights, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better. On the river.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains. And if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889. That's 243-0889. And remember, it's risk-free.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernstein Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum for the new Liberty Park to be located at the Reading Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
Saturday, August 4th, call 378-2280 for tickets.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 855 to Morton, July the 25th. Hey, we're closing up another show here. Tomorrow we're going to have Assemblyman Jim Nielsen will be on. He wants to talk. He called a little bit earlier. He's going to be on tomorrow. He wants to talk about that peripheral canal, that tunnel, and what the impact it's going to have on us. They're going to make that announcement today. But also that parks and, you know, the California park system with that $54 million they hit, there's a lot more to it than that, that it has not hit the papers. He will be on tomorrow morning. We're also going to be talking Veterans Affairs with Bob Dunlap, but we want to find out what's going on in Sacramento. Our guest today on our first show, on our first, our monthly program on healthcare. Dr. Paige Danuka is going to be, of course, our doctor here every month. We've been talking about the new health care, Obamacare, that's coming down the line. And one of the things in this last few minutes we have here is you said it, you know, we were talking about it. A nation is known for its what?
So as a society, as a nation, I think we should hold that value, what Jesus taught us. What is that? Love thy neighbor. Not just be appropriate to your neighbor. Not just be reasonable with your neighbor, but love thy neighbor. So we as a society should be judged on one thing, that how good are we to our most vulnerable people? Children, pregnant women, old people, disabled people. But what I mentioned earlier, a Reaper curve, if you can call it that way, is a natural, eventual endpoint of a system which leads us to, in a way, to control the whole healthcare delivery system, to control the healthcare economy, is that eventually it leads us to a place that resources will be allocated in a certain fashion, decided by a central government or by a small number of people, which is against the whole principle of this country. And people say that this may not happen here, but reality is it happens in pretty much everywhere in the world, except America or a few places. So that's what I want to point out, that it's not about healthcare reform, it's not about quality, it's not about access of care, it's about control of care. Who's going to control it? And that's a problem I have. And if I can mention just one more thing, which is very dear to me, is the one last line I would say is, this tax on healthcare is something very unique in America, I think, first time, that you will be taxed, and we will be taxed for just mere act of breathing or living without having entered any economic activity. That's something which has never happened before. The country was founded against that. And that's like
the insurance tax that we're forced to buy.
Right. And right. It's like King saying that just because you live in my subject, you are my subject, I'm going to tax you, period. It's a preemptive tax that's at best, and I think that worries me more than the healthcare even, because ultimately I call this place my home because I made this place my home by choice. Right. I wasn't born here. I wasn't brought here. I came here on my own. I want my kids to live here and my children to live here forever because I love America, because I love what America stands for. And there are a few things which I'm seeing, which I've seen in my own country and outside world, which most of Americans have not seen.
That's right. They haven't seen this.
That how socialism, a collective bargaining and all these things affect the individual freedom, and eventually the very people who are promised to benefit from it actually get hurt most. That is the poor and the weak and the vulnerable ones, as this Reaper curve shows us.
Dr. Danuka.
Thank you so much. What a different show this has been than our other shows with you, and I can't wait for the rest of them. And,
What do we do? The thing is, that's a big old pause right there.
Well, I'll tell you what, the thing that I see is you've got to change, one, the presidency. And you've got to have people that come in there and say that the majority of the people in this country, a vast majority of the people, do not agree with this insurance. They do not agree with what's going on. They need to change this. Do we need to take care of our vulnerable? Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No question.
And we can do that. But we can do this in different ways. And I frankly think that the both parties should be, you know, horsewhipped for what they've done for our health care.
Dr. Danuka, thank you, and we will see you next month.
Thank you very much.
Valuable information. Okay, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The votes should count. That's what one top lawmaker is now saying as the Senate dives into the tax cut debate, now planning two votes instead of one. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Both Republicans and Democrats in the Senate are anxious to cast votes on a tax cut extension.
That's what today's votes are all about.
about showing the people who sent us here where we stand.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell asking for simple majority votes on competing GOP and Democratic plans, though neither will attract much bipartisan support.
I will not vote for it in its current form.
Connecticut Independent Joe Lieberman indicating he'll oppose both plans and push for meaningful tax relief. Democrats want to extend tax cuts only for families earning up to $250,000 a year. Republicans favoring a full extension for at least one more year. Lisa.
Well, Jared, the looming expiration of the Bush tax cuts considered part of the problem for the U.S. economy, which the Treasury Secretary is warning could get